Cape Talk. Call Pippa now on 021-446-0567.
Right, while we wait for Team South Africa to make their appearance in Tokyo, we're going to carry on with our health and wellness segment, which today focuses on dental health. We are delighted to welcome Seapoint dentist Dr. Barry Baylinson to the show. It's going to be a general segment, so you are welcome to call in or send your voice notes with questions around anything to do with oral health, really. The number to dial 021-446-0567. You can send a voice note to 072-567-1567. Dr. Baylinson studied at the University of Stellenbosch and qualified as a dentist in 1988. He's been a member of the South African Dental Association for the last 30 years and currently works in Seapoint at the Cape Town Dental Studio. He has a special interest in preventative, restorative and reconstructive dentistry, as well as in aesthetic dental practice, which includes cosmetic processes, for example, tooth whitening and veneers. So you're very welcome to ask questions in that arena as well. Dr. Baylinson, welcome to Cape Talk. It's wonderful to have you with us.
Thank you very much for having me on your show.
Thank you. A great pleasure. A lot of people are tightening their belts at the moment, Barry, and avoiding routine medical screening, or perhaps just stretching out the time between their visits. What used to be a once a year is now maybe once every 18 months. What's your advice for our listeners on the absolute bare minimum that is needed in terms of regular dental maintenance, visits to the dentist and or the oral hygienist?
I would say at least once a year to visit your dentist. If you're in a position to do it every 6 months, that obviously would be better. Cleanings, I advocate hygiene, oral hygiene to the patients every 6 months. But a proper dental checkup, at least yearly, should be done, because if you leave it longer than that, you could pick up problems. You could pick up gum disease, cavities, various things could go wrong.
Very often, you know, it's pain or inflammation or a loose tooth or a very obvious physical indicator that tells us that something is wrong and brings somebody to the dentist in the first place. But is dentistry like other health conditions that it's equally possible that things might be lurking and looming and brewing that we're not aware of?
Oh, absolutely. In the background, I mean, you could have abscesses, you could have a growth, you could have a cyst, a tumor. That is why it's advisable to actually have a proper checkup, have a decent panoramic scan and x-ray. In the last 6 months, I've picked up quite a fair amount of pathology and things wrong, which could lead potentially to other problems, systemic problems as well.
Okay. Do you think that's because so many people have been avoiding going for routine screenings? I mean, we've had this conversation with almost every kind of doctor I can imagine in the last 18 months. They're all worried that patients have been staying away from hospitals and medical practices because of fear of COVID.
Definitely. We've noticed that. A lot of our recalls and our patients have phoned in and said, look, we're not ready to come back. We're concerned about COVID. We're concerned about getting sick. And I'd like to assure people out there, the protocols that are taken in the dental and the medical industry, where we wear all the PPE and the places are sanitized and cleaned properly, you're more likely to get COVID walking into Woolworths, Checkers, Pick and Pay, anywhere, randomly touching a trolley than walking into a practitioner's surgery or office. The places are already cleaned. We've got guidelines, rules that we follow. And I say to people out there, don't miss your appointments. Your health is important.
Mm. Barry, does the same sort of routine of monitoring apply to children as to adults? Is that minimum once a year good enough for children, or
no,
should they be seen more often than that?
Children I prefer to see every 6 months. Reason being, children eat more sweets, toffees, chocolate, so they're more prone to caries and dental decay. And obviously, primary teeth being a lot smaller than adult teeth, get cavities, you know, the whole tooth is gone in a few months.
Okay.
So you want to try and avoid that.
Thank you very much. That's very enlightening. Now, obviously, basic oral hygiene at home in between visits is essential. Barry, and I think everybody knows what the absolute minimum requirements are, but are there any particular do's and don'ts you'd like to emphasize?
I say to my patients, brush your teeth at least twice a day, the evening brush being more important than the morning brush, because obviously you're going to remove all the food, debris, plaque from the day in your mouth. Floss your teeth before you brush your teeth. It gets rid of all the incidental plaque as well and the little bits of food that stay behind. Mm-hmm. And then after you brush, just rinse out with a mouth rinse.
Okay, thanks for that. Now, is it possible to brush your teeth too often?
Yes, you can brush your teeth too often. I would say 3 times a day maximum is enough for 2.5 to 3 minutes. If you brush too much or too often, you run the risk of actually scrubbing away parts of it, causing abrasion on the sides of the teeth, especially if you're using a hard toothbrush, which could lead to gum recession, sensitivity, and possibly even tooth loss in the ultra long run.
You mentioned the hardness or softness of the toothbrush. That's something I actually learned the hard way. I was brushing too hard with too hard a brush, and I have exactly what you've just described, gum recession.
People tend to scrub and not brush.
Yeah. I moved to an electric toothbrush, and that was the turning point for me because the brush does the brushing for me. I'm not actually moving it around too much. Is that something you'd recommend?
Electric brushes, excellent.
Okay, so that's something to consider, but otherwise a softer or medium level.
Or medium brush.
Why do we have hard toothbrushes on the market then, as a matter of interest?
Very, very interesting. They've been on the market for years and years and years, but there's a trend. There's a trend moving away from them, moving to medium and to softer bristle brushes, because we know the harder brushes remove enamel and abrade the sides of the tooth.
Okay, we are, just for those who might have joined us late to the conversation, my guest is dentist Dr. Barry Baylinson, onto the line to us from Sea Point. There are loads of questions already streaming in, Barry, so let me get to some of our listeners' questions than my own. Tooth whitening is coming up over and over again. People asking, do the charcoal toothpastes really work? Tony and Milton asking, is there any benefit in using bicarbonate of soda for whitening the teeth? And a third person simply saying, what is the best solution for teeth that have been yellowed by years of coffee drinking? What are the current trends in tooth whitening, Barry?
Okay. Current trends are basically, there's two products that are used. One is hydrogen peroxide and the other one is carbamide peroxide. You can, the different whitening modalities are, you can have an in-chair whitening where you sit in the chair and the dentist will apply the chemical to the tooth and the teeth are then whitened in-chair, either via laser, a light, or just the product itself.
Okay.
The other way of whitening is a take-home product where you put, you either get a pre-manufactured tray which goes in the mouth for a period of 7 to 10 days, or you get a custom fit tray where a measurement is taken, the dentist will take a measurement of your mouth, and then you'll get some syringes, you'll go home and you'll inject the stuff in. In people with very, very, very dark teeth, we advocate a longer period of time. In other words, you're not going to get this done in 10 or 12 days.
Yeah.
It can take up to 3 months of gradual whitening and slow process to get you to where you want to be.
Okay, so that's quite a commitment of time, and I would imagine an investment in funds as well, Barry, because it's not a very cheap process, is it?
Correct. It's a commitment of time. If you want the result, you've got to be prepared to make the effort and to do what needs to be done in order to get the achieved result or the desired result that you want. A lot of people start the process and then just midway throw in the towel.
Is there any harm in doing that and giving up halfway, Barry? Or is it just you stop at the point you've got to and progress further?
There's no harm whatsoever. Okay. No harm whatsoever.
And what about the charcoal toothpaste, the bicarb of soda, the sort of the home remedy versions? Do any of those, in your experience, really work effectively?
Yeah, look, I think bicarb lightens a bit. I've had some patients tell me they use like a type of a sand. But I mean, at the end of the day, obviously, the teeth are not that yellow. They might be less yellow. So the bicarb will lighten a little bit. Charcoal toothpaste, I don't know a lot about it. Mm. I see a lot of adverts for it. I'm assuming there's some value in it, yes.
Okay, worth a try, if nothing else. If you haven't got a very severe darkening issue and you wanted to see if you can do it the easy way, it's worth trying first, I guess. What about super sensitive teeth, Barry? Is there anything that can be done as a home remedy or in the dentist's chair to make people less susceptible to super sensitivity?
Yes, sensitivity is normally caused by gum recession or little bits of enamel that have been abraded off the tooth. And basically, in order to get rid of it, you can either use a specific designated toothpaste for sensitive teeth. I recommend the use of a soft toothbrush. I also recommend in-chair in the surgery. We can cover those areas with either a little resin or composite filling over the area or a dental varnish, which will control the sensitivity.
That's interesting. So you can actually almost apply an extra layer on top of the tooth to minimize
that. Almost like a bonding layer that you put over. The product is actually called Durafat.
Okay.
Durafat varnish. It's a fluoride-based varnish.
Okay, so it's worth having that conversation with your own dentist if it is something you worry about.
Definitely.
Okay. We've got a listener question that's come in as a voice note. Let's take a listen to that.
Hi, Cape Talk. This is a question for the dentist. I'd be really interested to ask his or her view as to whether or not it's possible to remineralize teeth through diet and lifestyle interventions. There's a lot of contradictory information out there, so I'd be interested in his or her opinion. Thanks very much.
Thank you. That's a subject I've never come across before. Barry, remineralizing teeth. Any comment?
Let me just hack my brain there. Remineralization is where where the tooth basically starts to break down. Demineralization, sorry. Yep. When you want to remineralize, you can apply, as I say, a fluoride varnish. There's a product out there called Tooth Mousse. Tooth Mousse, MOUSSE. It's available for your dentist, and that can remineralize parts of the enamel.
Okay.
You see that especially when a child has orthodontic brackets on their teeth. Often you get those areas around the brackets, those white areas. That's demineralization. When you remove the bracket, you're often left with a white area, and Tooth Mousse will remineralize the teeth.
Okay, thank you very much. And to the person who sent that voice note, I hope that's helpful feedback for you. Okay, we are taking questions by SMS to 31567. One of them has come in from Tana, who would like to know from you, Barry, are the crowns that are now being made in-house by the dentist as good as the ones that are or were made by dental technicians previously?
A lot of controversy around that. I think the answer is probably yes, as far as construction goes and fit and everything, but as far as colour, you'll always get a better result when something is custom or handmade on the bench by a person.
Okay, so
as opposed to a machine.
Right, I hear you. Okay, so that's, again, Tana, perhaps something you want to discuss with your dentist if the end colour result is particularly important to you. If it's a very prominent tooth, for example, I would imagine, Barry, that's going to be more important than, say, a tooth at the back of the mouth.
Correct. Look, I mean, at the end of the day, if you're doing something, you want it perfect. You want the colour right, especially in the front.
Mm.
And I think that's where a technician comes in with glazing and shading and all of that.
Okay. A few people asking about care of false teeth and dentures, whether it's good enough to soak them in water overnight or whether something like Sterident is required or recommended. Any comment, Barry?
Definitely Sterident. Okay. Definitely Sterident.
As a matter of interest, why is that? What does it do that water doesn't?
It's got various different cleaning agents. It gets rid of bacteria, removes the slime layer. It's specifically designed to clean a denture.
Okay, so if somebody's on a very tight budget and feels they can't afford the Sterident, is there anything they can do? Is water good enough, Barry,
water
if you must?
Water's good enough, but yeah. I wouldn't soak the denture. I'd take the denture and I'd actually buy a little denture brush. It looks almost like a nail brush, and I would brush the denture fairly well. You could even maybe use a little bit of dishwasher soap if you really wanted to.
Okay, so as opposed to soaking in water, rather using water as the cleaning agent with a brush to assist
you. You must clean it, get rid of all the stuff that's sitting on that denture, everything, food, saliva, clean it.
Okay, thanks for that. Here's an interesting question from Trish on our WhatsApp line, wondering whether they still seal children's molars. She said, mine went regularly for sealing and both are now in their late 30s and touch wood, still have no fillings. Best thing I ever did. Does that still happen, Mary?
In my practice, we still fissure seal children's teeth, definitely.
Okay.
And also, if the fissures are deep or the grooves are deep, we do the first molars always.
Okay, that's something I've never heard of before. I'm wondering if it's just been done without my knowing it or whether I should have known better to ask for it. Barry,
it's been
done
for many years.
Okay. Another question from Anonymous. There's no name here, but the question is, if I have had implant teeth out of the fittings for over a year, will the bone be strong enough to put them back again?
Sorry, just repeat that. I lost you.
Okay, the question is, if I have had implant teeth out of the fittings for over a year now, will the bone be strong enough to put them back?
Doesn't quite make sense. I'm assuming the patient has had implants and possibly the crown work has come out. It's been out for a year. I would assume that the crown will shoot fit again.
Okay, thanks for that. Quick one from a WhatsApp line asking, at what age should a child go for their first visit to the dentist? Do you wait until they have teeth appearing, Barry? Or is there a particular age you recommend?
When the first tooth appears, which I think, if I'm correct, is from the age of one up.
Okay, so as soon as their teeth appearing, start making it part of the routine. Okay, I think we can have one last question here from one of our anonymous listeners who heard you referencing rinsing your mouth after the flossing and brushing routine, asking, rinse with what? Is a mouthwash necessary or is salt water good enough?
My favourite, lukewarm salt water.
Lukewarm
salt?
Nice. Really? Okay.
Yeah.
And what sort of solution? Do you just add a teaspoon of salt to how much water, Barry?
Teaspoon of salt into lukewarm water and just have a swirl.
Okay, glad we asked. Thank you very much, Anonymous, for raising the point. Just like that, our time is up, Barry. We'll have to get you back again another time to carry on with the questions. You've got through
Anytime.
So much ground. Thank
Anytime.
You very much.
Thank you for having me. Really appreciated it.
It's our great pleasure. Dr. Barry Baylinson on the line there from Seapoint and dentalstudiocapetown.co.za is the website if you'd like to look up and make an appointment at his practice. Thank you so much for joining us.